Hello, everybody, and welcome to Talking Baseball on this beautiful weekend as the 2021 baseball season grinds on and the San Francisco Giants, still with the best record in Major League Baseball, 100 wins and 54 losses, and number 100 was last night in Colorado as the Giants beat the Rockies 7-2. They're now 3-1 on the trip, and they have handled Colorado this year. Colorado's given the Dodgers a little more trouble. The Giants are 13-4 now against the Rockies and 7-1 in their last eight games against the Colorado Rockies. Giants are now 51-28 on the road. Unbelievable record when you think about it. It's not easy to win a game at home, but on the road, come on. 15-3 in their last 18 games on the road. When they score first, as they did last night, and I'll explain it in a second, 72-14. Yes, 72-14 when they score first. Wow. Well, last night the Giants did score first. They hit four homers in the game for the 17th time this year. Unbelievable, really. Listella starts it off. I love him in that leadoff spot, and hits one out into right field, puts the Giants up 1-0. Brandon Crawford hit number 22 to tie the game up 2-2. Brandon Belt is just on fire. He ends up hitting home run number 27 for him, another career high. Belt's OPS since August 24th, 1.113. That's an amazing number. His last 16 games, he's hitting .365 with 7 homers and 14 RBIs. Listen to this one, though. In his last 39 games, he's got 16 home runs, only trailing Marcus Semien and the great Salvador Perez of the Kansas City Royals. So Brandon Belt hit a home run last night, and Mike Yastrzemski put the game away with a 3-run shot. That was number 25 for him. So 4 homers for the Giants last night. Giants have won 16 of 21. The last time they won the West was in 2012, and they still haven't won it this year. The Dodgers stay right behind as the Dodgers beat Arizona. The Giants and Dodgers against Arizona, 29-4. 29-4 against Arizona. The Dodgers have two more with Arizona this weekend, and the Giants get three with the Diamondbacks next week, and we'll see how that turns out. The Diamondbacks may have something to say in this National League West. The Giants 154 now, the Dodgers 99-55. The Giants with 234 home runs. One more will tie the franchise record set in 2001. Toronto leads the major leagues with 241 home runs, but the Giants hit the ball out of the park. The home run has been there for the Giants all year long. Good news in the organization last night, the Eugene Emeralds in high A ball won their league. The San Jose Giants, congratulations to Mike Hoeler, Joe Rizzo, and the crowd down in San Jose as the San Jose Giants win the low A West title. Not even sure what they're calling the leagues anymore, but believe me, they won the title. So Eugene and San Jose win in A-ball for the Giants. 1904. Remember that number, because that's the year that the Giants won 106 games. Can they get close to it? Why not? They've got eight more. They're playing great ball, and that is the franchise record, 1904. Bruce Jenkins and I will talk about that a little bit later on. That 1904 Giants team, managed by John McGraw, refused to play in the World Series. They didn't recognize the American League, and he declared his team the world champions, and they wore a uniform that said that the very next year. For the Giants, it's their 100 wins, their first time at that mark since 2001. And, of course, before that, you got to go back to 1993 when they won 103 games. For Alex Wood last night, another good performance. He's going to be a big deal during the playoffs. Believe me, he will. Whether he's a starter or they bring him in, he's going to be a very important part of the playoffs. The Giants are 12-2 in games after a loss when Alex Wood pitches. How about that? 17 pinch hit home runs this year. 17 pinch hit home runs this year. Austin Slater got a big one this week. That is now tied with St. Louis for the major league record. All right, the wild card. How is it shaping up? Well, the St. Louis Cardinals Believe it or not, and Katie Wu will be on with Kerry Crowley a little bit later in the show. They have won 14 straight. They're 85-69. The Phillies, 80-74. The magic number to knock the Phillies out and make the Cardinals the second wildcard team. They've won 14 straight. That number is 4. Cincinnati, the number to eliminate them is 3. They are 79-75. Atlanta split a doubleheader last night with San Diego. They are a game and a half ahead of the Phillies as we end up with 8 and 9 games left for Philly and Atlanta. A game and a half behind. Atlanta, 72 losses. The Phillies, 74 losses. How about that? As Atlanta and Philly. Now, in that game today, Velasquez goes for San Diego against Atlanta, against Ynoa. And we saw Velasquez, he went one inning the other day and got blasted. And in that Philly game, Suarez, a good lefty, they go against Pittsburgh. And that is Crow in that one there in that Philadelphia game. So Suarez and Crow, Phillies and Pittsburgh. In the American League, it's very exciting. And we'll talk about it on the show with Howard Bryant today. The Boston Red Sox, 88-66. The Yankees, 87-67, one game back. And this weekend, it's Red Sox-Yankees. Yankees blasted the Red Sox last night to pull within one game of the top wild card spot. And today, it is Pivetta and Cortez, Red Sox and Yankees in that one today. By the way, it's Kershaw and Gallen in the Dodger-Arizona game coming up a little bit later on. Now, in this wild card, Toronto now is 2 back. They've lost 3 in a row, and they end up playing Minnesota today, so we'll see what happens there. Robbie Ray on the hill for Toronto. Seattle keeps winning. Believe it or not, they have now 69 losses, 2 losses behind the Yankees. Red Sox get hot here, and Toronto and Seattle keep winning. Seattle could be the second wild card. They're 2 back. And the A's are 4 back, and their magic number of elimination is 5 for this second wild card. What a race here. With a week to go, this is what baseball is all about. All right, the game today. Anthony DeSclafani on the hill for the Giants. He's 12-7 with a .323 earned run average, his 145th major league start. I say he's the underrated pitcher on this pitching staff. 31 years old. In September, 4 games, outstanding, 23 innings pitched, 6 runs given up, 1 homer. He handles right-handers, believe me, .207 right-handers of 9 of 19 home runs, a low slugging average for righties against him as well. Lefties, .240 with 10 home runs. He's gone 158 innings, 41 walks, 146 strikeouts, a good ratio. But 132 hits in 158 innings, he is not easy to deal with. He's seen the Rockies 4 times. He's 3-0 against them, 4-1 lifetime. 24 innings, 21 hits, no homers. How about that? 5 walks and 26 strikeouts. He's Coors Field 1 game, 4 1/3, 7 hits, 3 runs. Not great, but that is the one blemish on his mark against Colorado this year. 8 solos of the 19, so if you get on base, .248, runners in scoring position. So out of the stretch, you got to be careful. But like all the good Giant pitchers, with 2 out, runners in scoring position, .180, 9 for 50. Third time through, .268. Prior to that, he is in control of the game. All right, on the other side, it's John Gray. He's a veteran, 29 years old. He's a free agent. He can pitch in Colorado. 150th major league start. He's 8-11 with a .417 earned run average. You can run on him a little bit. 8 stolen bases, 2 caught stealing. The whip is 1.33. In September, 14 innings, 14 hits, 7 runs, 2 homers, 5 walks, and 20 strikeouts. So he's got the big fastball. At home, 73 innings and 10 homers. So the home run for me has been the problem for him. The Giants saw him on September 8th, 5 innings, 3 runs, a homer. They struck out 8 times in that short game against John Gray. Righties, .256 with 8 of them. Lefties, .226 with 8. 3 games against the Giants this year, 15 innings, 8 runs, only 2 homers, 4 walks and 27 strikeouts. Get him early in the count. If you can do that, 27 for 63, .429. with four homers. So that is John Gray against Anthony DeSclafani. That is the matchup today. Brandon Belt, 14 for 33 with two homers off of John Gray. Wow, what a time to be a baseball fan. Very, very exciting. All right, more coming up. Andy Baggerly of The Athletic at Extra Bags with two G's on Twitter is coming up. We're going to talk Giants, Rockies, and what this series means to both the Dodgers and the Giants as we go down the stretch here. Eight more games to go. All right, more coming up. KMBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.